Because of our recent military gains, in much of Afghanistan, women are no longer imprisoned in their homes. Yet the terrorists who helped rule that country now plot and plan in many countries, and they must be stopped. The fight against terrorism is also a fight for the rights and dignity of women.
Laura Bush delivering the President's weekly radio address, the first time ever that the wife of a President of the United States has delivered the Saturday morning remarks instead of the President. Ann Gerhardt covers Mrs. Bush for the Washington Post. Forgive me, and joins us in our studios. Ms. Gerhardt, thanks for being with us.
Certainly.
What were your impressions of Mrs. Bush's speech?
Well, I think the administration here wants to send a clear message to people overseas, not so much in the United States, that we want to see a new government in Afghanistan which restores the rights that women had prior to the Taliban regime. I think that they need to do that without feeling as if having people feel we're imposing on them our own form of government. And so they need to do it in a way that feels reassuring and a little soft around the edges. And I mean that in the best possible way. I think the First Lady has a soothing voice. Even the sounds of it register if it's going to be translated into Pashtun or into Arabic or into dialects of various other Muslim countries, which is where the administration wants this message to fall.
Yeah. Well, explain the logic of that to me, such as you've been able to get it from sources in the White House. By her very emblematic presence, the fact that Mrs. Bush is making this speech about this topic perhaps might gather more coverage in parts of the world than if President Bush were to deliver the same set of remarks.
Oh, I think absolutely. This is part of a very wide and well-coordinated effort by the administration to draw attention to the ways women have suffered under the Taliban. Mm-hmm. The State Department is issuing a report today which offers much more graphic examples than anything Mrs. Bush addressed. Hers is the overview message. I think that what's interesting about this speech to me is also what it doesn't say. It's quite a broad-based speech. There's one mention of rights for women. There aren't specific mentions of women's contributions to society in the pre-Taliban era in much the same way that we've heard, you know, 50% of them were doctors trained by the Soviets. This is a simpler and more humanity-infused speech than some of the other messages that you'll hear from women's advocates.
And I suspect we should note, as people who are in the deadline business ourselves, she only had 5 minutes.
That is correct.
Can't put everything into that. I was struck by her phrase. She said, Mrs. Bush said, quote, civilized people throughout the world are speaking out in horror, not only because our hearts break for the women and children in Afghanistan, but also because in Afghanistan we see the world the terrorists would like to impose on the rest of us. Her remarks clearly meant that the Taliban and the regime they had there are meant to be an instruction for the rest of the world and meant to put U.S. policy in, I guess it's safe to say, the same light as a policy that's helpful to the rest of the world.
Well, I think that's true. I think that that's a point the administration tries to get out there over and over again as it seeks to shore up support in other nations for this effort, especially as we enter Ramadan and continue our sorties.
Quick question. Do you believe Mrs. Bush has become even more prominent in the public relations offensive this administration is preparing?
Yes, I think that she has become more prominent. I think she will continue to be more prominent. I think she likes to compliment the administration when she can, but she has never been someone who, I think, did exactly what they told her to do. She doesn't take up causes that she doesn't feel a personal connection to.
But she seems to feel a personal connection to this.
Yes, I think she certainly does.
To women around the world. Ann Gerhardt, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.